Check. Next, I'd like to introduce.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Well, hello, everybody. It is one of our favorite days on the calendar. It is the opening round of the Masters at Augusta National. Already plenty of action to talk about. We'll do that, plenty of that, for the next 4 hours. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Glad you can be with us. If you want to partake on the program at any time, you know the drill. It's 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. That's also the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Follow us as a station on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me on Twitter at CraigESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. As you know, Chris is in Augusta live. We will talk to him tomorrow. We've got Rick Church on the other side of the glass. We say hello to Pete Shepherd. How are you, Pete?
I am fantastic. Another gorgeous day here in Southwest Florida. What a day. And you forgot to mention the Frozen Four because me and Mr. Church are going to go at it today. Him being the UMD Bulldog grad, me being the PC fan, that's Providence College. So at 5 o'clock, the war is on.
Yeah. No, I never did ask Rick if he refers to
UMD,
your school, as PC.
No,
Providence.
I
think that's
once again, you've always twisted the argument. my statement was when you say PC, people, when you talk about it in sports and college, people know you're talking about Providence College. I did not say that announcers or when it's shown on TV that it says PC. It usually says Providence. I'm saying in general, when you talk to a media person who has half a brain.
I have a half a brain. I am a media person. I've never referred to them as PC.
How is it that I know that I would never say U of I? I would always say IU for your school.
Well, because that's correct.
No, well, that's correct.
I'm not going to bog this
anyway,
show down on
no,
that.
We're going to get – it's going to be wall-to-wall coverage all day today. And it's been pretty exciting so far. Tiger could have had – he's one under now, right?
Through 10.
Through 10. He had a over on Magnolia, the fifth hole. That's the one they increased. It's a par four. They increased it 40 yards this year, plus more deep bunkers. He bogeyed that hole, and on six missed a four-footer after that. And then on a par five, missed another chance to – he was there in two, about off the green, but about 15 yards off the green. And got up and down to two. Did not have a chance to birdie that hole. He should have.
Well, it's
and then
funny.
On 90, okay. Then on 9, he made a nice. And then on 9, he made a putt, a four-footer, and to go one under.
Well, it's funny. He spent a lot of time at his press conference talking about the new changes at number five. And he says, if you end up in the sand trap, you cannot get to the green.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did. He put it right in the sand trap and then had to lay up short on five. But, you know, a couple of short putts. Actually, one long putt that missed by 2 inches on the front nine, and then the one that you referred to. I mean, he very well could be within striking distance. By the way, striking distance is Justin Harding right now through 17, 4 under. So Tiger's 3 off the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Kazir at 3 under, and then we've got a gaggle of people at 2 under. So, I mean, look, he's within reach. It's what we wanted, right?
Oh, yeah. It's still playing. I mean, so it's Harding, Bjorgaard, and Kazir.
Yep.
We're saying that, right? But
that's how we're saying it.
That's how we're going with that. So, I mean, if he's at a couple of shots, I mean, it's already off to a better start than last year.
Yeah. And hopefully you heard our heeded our warning the past couple of days and you got yourself signed up for the Sheeman and Shepherd Fantasy Golf Outing at our website at 99.3ESPN.com. I did. We got our guys. We're going to watch those and update those as they go along. The winner gets a free round at Stony Brook and also a $25 gift card from Sunshine Ace Hardware. So that's a sweet deal there. And then while you're perusing our website at 99.3ESPN.com, sign up for our golf outing, the Sheeman Shepherd Golf Outing, the annual. It's the third one that we've done. Actually, you you came in right after our my first one. So this will be my third. This will be your second.
My second.
May 18th, it is at Whispering Oak at the Veranda. It includes lunch. It includes a very high-end suite 99.3 ESPN golf shirt and hat. And we are looking forward to that. That will be here sooner or later. It costs $99.30 to sign up. So get yourself signed up on the website. Plenty of golf in your face, just the way we like it here today.
Absolutely. And we're going to obviously, and if you're not a golf fan today, I'm sorry, but we are doing wall-to-wall Masters coverage. But we will say, just off the bat, about a couple of things about the NBA and the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yes.
So the matchups are set now, in case you don't know. It'll be your Detroit Pistons. By the way, I won my lock again last night as they blasted the Knicks into oblivion.
We won our way in, Pete Shepard.
You did.
Without the Blake Show.
Didn't need any help from Charlotte. You said no.
Yeah.
Go into New York and blast them. So it'll be the Pistons in Milwaukee in the 1-8. The 4-5 is the Celtics hosting the Indiana Pacers. 76ers will host the Brooklyn Nets in the 3-6 matchup in the East. And the 2-7 matchup, the surprising Orlando Magic against Toronto.
First time in 7 years, the Magic are in.
Good for them.
This is setting up nicely. You mentioned to me that my Pistons don't play until Sunday.
Yeah, neither do the Celtics. But it's such a stupid... I don't get it. It should start tomorrow night, for God's sakes.
Well, it could. It would, but you know what? This is shaping up to be a nice Sunday for me.
It is a nice Sunday.
Sit here and watch Tiger, hopefully, at the Masters. I believe it's a pretty good chance of rain showers in our area and in Augusta as well. So, you know, what else you could do? Sit inside, watch golf. That will give way to NBA playoffs. And then I'm getting free HBO. I'm going to watch the season opener for Game of Thrones, Season 8.
Yeah, and your boys don't play till 7 o'clock on Sunday night. Toronto and the Magic will play Game 1 on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Philadelphia and Brooklyn play Game 1 on Saturday at 2:30. And Celtics and Pacers on Sunday at 1 o'clock. And then over in the West, again, 1-8, Golden State and the Clippers. That is game one is Saturday night, 8 o'clock, prime time. Denver and San Antonio, it's a 2-7 matchup. So you get that game will be in Denver on Saturday at 10:30 p.m. Portland and Oklahoma is a 3-6 matchup. So it begins in Portland on Sunday at 3:30. And then the Rockets and the Jazz will go at it in the 4-5 at 9:30 on Sunday night, right up against Game of Thrones. No one's going to be watching that except in the markets of Houston and Utah.
Now, can I
Salt Lake City?
Can I point out something? And I can't take credit for this, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Why don't you? I do.
So, Golden State. Okay, forget the Rockets. They finish out at a 4 seed, and I believe it was Miss Sarah Spain that brought this up while I was driving home yesterday. Did the brackets work out? Now, if Houston wins the 4-5 series against the Jazz, does that mean they have to face Golden State in the second round?
Yes, it does.
I mean, that stinks.
It does.
That stinks. We want that to be a Western Conference Finals. But
well, it's like the Stanley Cup playoffs, too. If the Bruins and Tampa Bay both win, the 1-2 got to play in the second round. I hate that.
There is one benefit to this.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a likelihood that Chris Paul will be injured the more games he plays. So if we have the Rockets and the Warriors to play in early, that's one bright spot. But I mean, we were dying for this to be the Western Conference Finals, and now it's round two.
239 says Pete, Frozen Four tonight, and PC gets bounced by a team from college hockey's greatest conference, the NCHC. Well, it's a fine conference, yes, but I do believe two teams from Hockey East are playing in the Frozen Four, if I am not mistaken. So, all great conference. They're all good.
He did write it,
except for
PC.
The Big Ten. Which I disavow them now because Notre Dame chickened out of Hockey East because they couldn't win it there and moved to the Big Ten. So I don't count them. Sorry. Wow. But
it's cold.
No,
it's cold
and fire.
Harsh.
Look, it's going to be a great Final Four. Denver Pioneers and UMass and Providence and UMD. But anyway, and as far as the Stanley Cup playoffs go, Tampa Bay Lightning, and I tried to warn you yesterday, forget about the regular season and forget about the President's Trophy. All those wins and all those points mean diddly-poo. I've seen it too many times before where the best team in the league and then has a clunker in the first game and sometimes has a clunker of a series. This is a team they had no problem with in Columbus in the regular season. Swept them.
Yeah.
Right? Three games to none, 4 games to none, and really didn't have an issue. And then last night, they get out to a 3-0 lead. Columbus played like dog poo-poo. But then Tampa Bay just could not figure it out. Give Columbus a lot of credit. Tortorella did a great job, and they came storming back and beat the Tampa Bay Lightning last night 4-3. And this one, I don't know if anybody saw it, and I was watching a lot of this game last night, but David Savard did a toe drag that was one of the best I've seen all year. And Victor Hedman, his jock is still on the ice at Amalie Arena.
Wow.
And what a goal.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That he scored last night in that game. It was an absolute beauty. So they'll try to bounce back on tomorrow night.
All right. Very good.
And the rest of the series start tonight, including the Bruins in Toronto, and two other series begin tonight as well.
All right, very good. Yeah. I'm keeping my eye on Tiger Woods here. We're watching on Masters.com. The ESPN coverage starts at 3:00. It looks like he's on 11 now. I lost track since the start of the show here. I think he's on 11. It looks like he has a putt coming up. I'll give you the particulars.
It's a beautiful day, as you said.
It almost looks identical there to what it is here, like the same weather system.
He blasted it. I believe it was 9, right? It was the bunker is about 268.
Oh, yeah.
And he blasted it 310 over the bunker. And this is that's the hole that he went under par on finally, or got back to under par. He hit a great second shot and then made the birdie putt.
It looks like Harding gave a shot back on 18. He bogeyed it. So he fell back to 3 under. He's still in the lead, but he's in the clubhouse at 3 under. Beauregard? Is that who's tied with the 3 under?
Beauregard or Beauregard? I don't know if the B is silent or the J is silent. I'll be honest with you.
It's a tough name. Got to tell you. 3 guys are tied at 3 under.
Yep.
And then we've got 4 at 2 under, and then Tiger's at 1 under. Mm-hmm. So, Tiger's getting ready to putt. And again, I'll let you know what the situation is, how far this is, because I'm just now kind of refocusing after the start of the show at the top of the hour. So that'll be good. We will have Rick Harrell with us in the 5:00 hour from Augusta. So we got Chris. He's at Augusta. Rick is at Augusta. We talked to John Feinstein this week. He's at Augusta. Everybody's at Augusta.
Somebody went, I forget who was it, hit a bad shot into the stands, and we were hoping he didn't get hurt, but hoping it would hit Chris, and he would just pop so we could find him and pop out of the stands, or at least jump out of the way. Not hit him so we'd get hurt.
Right, right. We don't want Chris to get hurt.
You know what we mean. But, it's a little shot in Florida here.
Yeah.
But it seems like a gorgeous day. It is a gorgeous day in Augusta today.
Tiger Chance of rain the next 3 days, though, right?
I know.
Wow. That's going to be interesting. All right, Tiger's lining this up. As soon as I get the... I mean, it's a close-up shot. I can't see anything right now. This is very aggravating.
It's an illegal shirt.
No collar? Who let him in the club without a collared shirt?
What's the world coming to?
He's wearing a T-shirt at Augusta National.
Looks very, very comfortable. It really does.
Well, this is a style he started earlier this year. It's a thick non-collar. Well, it's a thick. What do you call it?
I don't know, but this is a long putt, and he's taking a sweet time.
It's a fancy T-shirt.
Tiger has a bad habit of taking his. He's a slow player.
He's a slow player?
And he's a slow player.
We were watching a couple of guys earlier that we were waiting for slow
play. On 11. Slow play on 11. What's up with that?
All right, so he's got a very long putt here. I believe, again, this is on 11.
It's got to be, what, 40 feet?
Yeah. So I'm hoping for his sake this is for birdie. It is. It is for birdie. This is the 11th. Par 4. Third shot. Taking a lot of time. I mean, he was circling around. Now he's
a couple seconds ahead of me.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know. I'll be spoiler. It's going toward the hole. It's wide right and he went past the hole.
Oh, my.
And I would say it's about 5.5 feet.
I think a little more than that, 6 feet.
Yeah.
That was not a great putt right there. He knows it. He's looking at it.
So now this
is looking at the ground.
To save par to come back on 11. All right. Now you're up to speed. Everything's all up to speed there. Let's see. Back to you talking about the NBA playoffs, how they're shaping up. Dwayne Wade did play last night.
Not only did he play, he got a triple-double.
Fifth of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And had all of his buddies showed up.
Yep.
The banana, what do they call them? Banana boat crew, whatever they call them, because they all vacation together.
Yeah.
So it was Carmelo, LeBron, and Chris Paul. Were
you
all
ever been on a banana boat?
Huh?
You ever been on the banana boat in the island? You ever in Aruba and Jamaica?
No,
it's basically...
A big inner tube?
It's shaped like a banana, yeah. And you get, you know, 7 or 8 people on it, and you get towed by a speedboat, and yeah. It's a lot of fun.
So they did that once, off. And now yeah. That's like their nickname, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they're all cheering him on, and, you know, I didn't think he was going to play yesterday. I don't know if he...
I didn't think he wanted to fly up there and play, I mean, but...
Maybe he decided since his buddies were going to be in town, they talked him into playing.
I think it was Adrian Wojnarowski was talking about yesterday, and who was he with on ESPN? A former player back in the I forget who it was, but he's like, you know what? He's like, we played every game. He goes, it didn't matter. He goes, we're fans, were paying for tickets. We played 82 games. None of this, you know, resting thing. Unless you were seriously hurt, you played.
Load management?
There was no load management back then. Game 82. Play it like it was, you know, you're out there. Fans are paying for
tickets. Adam Silver fixed the schedule so there are fewer back-to-backs and the season spread out and so that players wouldn't have to sit out.
Well, I think there were fewer.
I think more sat out this year.
No, the problem is it's skewed because of the Anthony Davis situation and situations like that.
Yeah.
LeBron you know,
had injured, a lot of load management this year.
Well, he also was injured a lot, allegedly. And but yeah, the Anthony Davis situation, that's a problem. It's some of these guys who were getting rest when they really wanted to be out there.
Yeah.
There weren't a lot of during the season where, you know, that 5 guys are sitting at once. There wasn't a lot of that until the last couple of games right at the end, games 80 and 81, when some of it didn't really matter.
Yeah. So, 2 more stories just to follow up the Magic Johnson situation yeah. and the quick retirement out in L.A. There are 2 schools of thought right there. Number one, the story that apparently was going down, the reason that Magic quit was not because of any disagreement with Jeannie Buss regarding Luke Walton. She clearly gave him the power to do whatever he felt necessary. But apparently, Magic Johnson also wanted to fire Rob Pelinka, who, as you know, looks exactly like mm-hmm. Rob Lowe and used to be Kobe's agent and is now the GM of the Lakers. He wanted to fire both of them, and apparently the story is Jeannie Buss kind of got a stiff back on that, said, no, you're not firing Rob Pelinka at this time. So now the question becomes, does Rob Pelinka now have more power? Does he fill the void and get promoted into Magic's spot? Mm-hmm. And again, this is a guy that was we say that Magic wasn't qualified for this job. Rob Pelinka was an agent. Now, barely a GM, and now he's going to be mm-hmm. team president? Or are the Lakers going to try and go after somebody big like Bob Myers, who put together the Golden State Warriors?
And there's also talk of the, the assistant for the 76ers may be involved. I forget his name off the top of my head. Might be involved as well. But, you know, listen to the – and I thought, you know, Sarah did a good job last night. Fitz kind of wussed out a little bit. Sarah said cowardly. But when they played it again, I meant to bring this up yesterday – here's another reason why Magic comes off really bad and fraudulent is he brings up to Rachel Nichols, you know, when he talks about the backstabbing, and she goes at him. She's like, can you give me a little something? What do you mean by that? And then he cowers and says, no, that's not what we do here. I'm not going to do that. Then don't bring it up.
Right.
Don't bring it up, Magic. If you want it out there that so you think somebody's backstabbing you, that can mean, we assume it's either LeBron or he's talking about the way the NBA handled his what do you call it, his tampering issues.
Sure.
Whatever it is, don't say to Rachel Nichols and like a 20-second statement about how you're tired of the backstabbing and bickering and blah 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 blah. And then she questions you on it, and you say, "No, I'm not. That's not what we do here." Well, it is what you do here. You just said it.
Magic is shaping all this up. Here's what Magic hopes. Magic hopes he can go walk off and go be Magic, and everybody loves him. Mm. And he thinks that the Lakers will implode upon themselves, and he'll be able to point indirectly and say, see, this is what's going on. This is why I left. I don't know. By the way, if you're Bob Myers, do you leave the Golden State Warriors for the Lakers? Is that an upgrade? Is that a chance to...
Here's the thing.
There's nothing else you can do with Golden State.
Bingo.
You've proven yourself.
Bingo. So
now, you had an open checkbook, too, though.
You need new challenges.
They pay the salary cap mm-hmm. tax. Any GM job would be a lot easier if an owner did that. But now do you want to go say, look, I can rebuild the Lakers, too, or do you stay where you're at?
I think it all depends. His family and everything else. You're in the same state, not going too far, a few hours... away from Oakland, but maybe if you want new challenges, then that's what you do.
Yeah,
but you better be damn sure you have the type of power to get that thing going. You're not going to be, you have absolute power over Pelinka and anybody else, and I don't want to hear from LeVar Ball or anybody else is not allowed in my dominion.
Yeah.
We're not going to go. He's going to make sure that they are not going to go through that mess they went through last year with Anthony Davis and a lot of other things that go on. And somehow he's going to have to find possibly the right coach for LeBron. And that's what. That's the thing too, Craig. Whoever comes in, as much as Luke Walton, and I think it's a good theory you have that he might stay, but I think this new GM, whoever comes in, may want his own guy. And that's going to be a big the Laker genie's going to have to stipulate probably to this guy's wants. He wants to bring in his own coach, and that's what you want.
Depends how quick he comes in.
Exactly.
Then you got the draft, and then does he make a move, and who's available at that point? I mean,
you got to come in before the draft, right?
He does, yeah.
Yeah, you got
I don't know if he'll have a new coach in place. That's the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Interesting thing. I mean,
I think you have to.
It's been 2 days. They haven't fired Luke yet.
He still has 2 years left in his deal.
One guaranteed.
He can't go to UCLA total. Because that has been taken by Mick at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
It was at Cincinnati, so.
Yeah, Mick Cronin. And, I got another story on that later on in the program, too, believe it or not. Dan Guerrero, the athletic director at UCLA, I'll tell you what he had to say. It kind of made me shake my head a little bit.
By the way, the NBA, by the way, sold out a record 760 games this season, including a Nets crowd that included LeBron James on the final night of the year. How about that?
Well,
was he there? I didn't see. He was there last night.
He was there in the front row.
He wussed out of the press conference in L.A. 2 nights ago. He went out partying with Rondo and a bunch of players. He did not address the Magic situation. He just left. He wouldn't talk to anybody. But
I also wonder, did he blow off Luke Walton's year-end interview?
I think he did.
There were player that's standard issue. After the last day of the season, you meet with the coach, so there's an exit interview. And Luke Walton was still there doing those yesterday. And then I see LeBron showing up.
LeBron and others left. They left and went partying across the street. And then they flew. I mean, then you fly to Brooklyn? Wow. So, but the league attendance was 21,964,447, fourth highest. Was down from last year's record of 22.1 million after new or renovated arenas resulted in more than 141,000 fewer available seats this year. How about that?
Yeah.
The sellout total surpassed the previous record of 741. Yeah, so James was sat courtside last night with Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony.
Yep.
And watched Dwayne Wade's final game.
Yep.
Is that tampering? No.
No.
So the league said today that arena capacity reached 95% for the second consecutive year and second time in league history. And you got to believe that that is going to go up, if for no other team, because of the Knicks and what the potential could be if they do get KD, possibly Kyrie Irving, and maybe even Zion Williamson. You got to figure, that's automatic. They'll be waiting in line again for season tickets at Madison Square Garden.
And still, keep in mind how expensive tickets are. People are paying them. They're filling out arenas in the NBA with all this drama. And I guess it helps that I think the East and the East was wide open this year. I think the West is intriguing. Again, I mentioned earlier, I'm disappointed that it looks like it'll be a Houston Golden State round two.
I think the Clippers are going to give them a battle. I don't think that's going to be a cakewalk. For a 1-8 matchup, that's a fantastic 1-8.
Yeah, I agree. I'm pretty locked into these playoffs. Again, typically don't get too fired up about first round in the NBA, although I said yesterday last year's first round was pretty exciting on many fronts. So we'll see what we get here with the NBA playoffs.
LeBron did his exit interview the day before Magic quit. Yeah, he did. The game, but the day before Magic quit. But the day when the Lakers lost to Portland 2 nights ago, he wasn't there. He left after the game and went with Rondo and his buddy.
Are we sure that's true? That would be very unusual to do an exit interview before the last game of the season.
Yeah, well, I don't know what he did pregame, but I'm saying postgame, he was gone. He was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I don't mean an interview with the media. I mean the exit interview with Luke Walton and a coach. Yeah. That would be unusual.
I just know that after the game, he wasn't in the locker room. He had left.
Gotcha. He gone.
Gone.
All right, are just warming up here. We got a lot to talk about. We'll keep an eye on the Masters for you. And also, Steelers on Steelers crime. There are people who are still with the team that are ticked off about all this stuff going on with the former Steelers battling it out on social media. We shall discuss all that. As you predicted, there are lawsuits now against the AAF. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that.
Yep.
And later on, as I told you, Dan Guerrero speaking about their coaching search to land Nick Cronin at UCLA. It kind of was amusing for me. We shall discuss. If you want to jump in, it's 239-337-ESPN. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and check us out on Facebook as well. We are keeping an eye on Tiger Woods as he is negotiating his way through Amen Corner, round one.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He is one under at the moment. Justin Harding is in the clubhouse, done, shot a 69, three under. That's the score everybody's chasing right now. Got some other big wigs getting ready to tee off here later in the afternoon. We'll be all over it, so you're not around a TV or whatever, we will tell you what's going on. So thanks for listening here at 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. As you know, Chris is there at Augusta. So is our buddy Rick Horro, who will be calling in at the 5 o'clock hour. So we will talk to him. Chris will check in tomorrow, allegedly. So that's everything on our plate
challenge.
Right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I wanted to, while we keep one eye on Tiger here. In fact, actually, he's getting ready to putt about a 3-footer for par. Just sunk it. And so he's good. And
still one under through 12.
Through 12, yep. All right. Seems a little ticked off. Wasted opportunity. Because it was a short
putt. He's even on the back. Again, he birdied 2, bogeyed 5, Magnolia, and then birdied 9, and now he's even on the back.
All right. Now, the Steelers, a lot of ex-Steelers are ticking off some current Steelers. As you know, Antonio Brown ripping on Juju Smith-Schuster. Couple of players that are currently with the Steelers, Pete, like Ramon Foster and also Marquise Pouncey, are like, hey, when you guys are doing your scorched earth on social media to get your numbers up, remember, we still have guys here in this locker room that have to deal with that garbage because we're going to be asked questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
We would prefer you would shut your pie hole on social media. And if you have something to say, call us directly. And if you need somebody's number, call Marquise Pouncey. He'll give it to you. And if you want to call a guy out, fine, but do it in person. Don't do it on social media. We're sick and tired of this. I mean, really, this is all Antonio Brown, right? Is there anybody else I'm forgetting about? Are there any other ex-Steelers out there doing this garbage right now?
I don't think Le'Veon Bell was doing that. I mean, Antonio Brown, I mean, we all know about Antonio Brown's work ethic. It's second to none. We get all that. This has nothing to do with that. But this guy, you know, cannot help himself at all. And he's throwing everybody under the bus. Let's count. Who's he? Roethlisberger.
Yep.
Juju.
Yep.
Coach. The coach, Tomlin.
Yep.
And the owner.
Yeah.
He's throwing all of them under the bus. Everybody.
Yep. Makes them very difficult to like.
Come on, man.
Then
he talks about being misunderstood, and he doesn't have a life, and this, that, and the other thing. Tweets out scripture, and you know, wants people to treat people doing unto others as you would have done to yourself. That type of stuff. Well, really? Then stop.
Set the example, please.
Everybody throwing them under the bus. You're right there. You got a great track record, Antonio.
Yep. It's unbelievable. And now being with the Raiders, a team that a lot of people like to hate, it's just gonna feel that. So have fun with that, Antonio Brown. Meanwhile, Pete Shepherd, ex-employees are now filing class action lawsuits versus the AAF. Former employees of the league, one by the players, another one by former Birmingham Iron director of community relations on behalf of everybody else. Filing lawsuits. Everybody's trying to get some money here. They're very upset that the league folded, and they're very upset with Tom Dundon. And I don't know how these things go. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
I think we just start. I think it's just beginning.
It is, but are they going to get anything? I mean, the guy, if he owns the league, he's got the right to shut it down, does he not? Or is that done in bad faith? Is that what they are going after him? I don't know. We'll find out. So this would be the last weekend, would it not? This would be week 10, I believe. Well, I think the last week was mm-hmm. week 9. Aaron Rodgers is still talking. He is still having conversations about Mike McCarthy. He says he has talked to him since he was fired, but would not elaborate as to whether he has spoken to him more recently once all these reports about their alleged bad relationship have gone public.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think the Steelers thing, though, is still pretty fascinating here. And, you know, everything you just talked about, and some great quotes here. And there's still people out there defending Antonio Brown. I don't know who was on earlier. Stephen A. is off. I forget who's hosting.
Yeah.
We were watching the Masters. But I heard whoever was trying to defend Antonio Brown got schooled in about 45 seconds.
Did he, the fill-in host, try to defend?
No.
Oh,
no,
somebody called and defended him?
It was a former player.
Oh, really?
I can't remember who it is. I don't even know if it was a former. I don't even know who it was that was on. But
it's indefensible.
Just brought up, you know, he brought up all the past of Antonio Brown. It's like, well, stop defending. How are you defending this guy? What he's done? And he finally, after he said, well, he threw the owner under the bus too. He goes, well, he's upset. Well, why? The guy's lucky. He incredibly lucky, manipulative. What he did, he quit on his team.
And turn it into 54.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're guaranteed $1 million, if I recall, right?
Yeah.
He had zero guaranteed money left on his contract. Was it 3 years? Well, goes out to Oakland and they guarantee and give him a raise and guarantee it.
It was Will Cain. And then Rashad Mendenhall, as you said, but he tweeted out that Roethlisberger was racist, adding, quote, every honest player knows it. It's not a big deal. Several hours later, Mendenhall tweeted it again, this time writing that Roethlisberger wasn't racist, but noted, please allow the dialogue in sports to be equal. Why is it so easy to shoot at one player and not the other? And then Ramon Foster, as you talked about, is also African-American, took to social media to offer former employees an outlet, as you said earlier, and contact him or Pouncey. You know, whoever you have an issue with, we will get you their number so you can address it, I promise. These media takes might give you all good traffic on your social media outlets, but the guy's still in that locker room. You all know, personally, have no answer to those comments.
As far as...
Call them what you want, but call them personally and tell them. Defend who you want to defend, but you don't have to mention the team at all, whether you have a ring or played for one. Enough. Chill. Most players at one point in their life want to take their kids back to the place where they once played. Don't burn too many bridges. It's a long history of brotherhood. More than anything, business is one thing, but let's keep it a minimum for the guys who have to answer for those comments moving forward.
Would you say that Antonio Brown has burnt his bridge?
Yes.
I would.
Yes.
I absolutely would.
Yeah. He's burned his bridge. He quit on a what essentially was a playoff game in the last game of the regular season.
They needed to win and get help, and he decided not to play. And then accused Juju Smith-Schuster of fumbling away the playoffs the week before in Week 16 against the Saints. Which, yeah, he did, but why are you calling him out all these months later? A guy that's done nothing but respect and admire you as a young player.
He'll be a delight in Oakland. He's going to fit right in. Get ready.
Yeah,
Derek Carr, if you're still there, and the first time that he doesn't get, you know, what he perceives to be or misused or underused, whatever term you want to use, there will be bitching and moaning from him, and it'll be early. There's no question about it.
By the way, the player that said, hey, most guys like to return with your kids to the place you play. When's he coming back? There's no reunion. Remember, Antonio Brown never won a Super Bowl, all right? He was not part of the Super Bowl winning. In fact, he lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be coming back with any reunion teams. I don't know what that's all about.
I got to see, does Pittsburgh play Oakland this year? I don't think
please
do.
Check.
I'm going to check
I will vamp on you. I was just thinking the same thing. I would love.
I love when we're on the same cycle.
To see that. don't put it that way. But I would love to see if Oakland and Pittsburgh are playing each other this year. That would be fantastic. Oh, my gosh. While you're looking at that, we've got Rick Church on the other side of the glass who's from Minnesota. Rick, I got to tell you, I thought they made a football stadium look like a decent basketball stadium for the Final Four for the first time ever. Usually they're this
it was.
Stark, yeah, it was very impressive.
Unbalanced, cavernous.
Very nice.
Yeah, it looked good. Your hometown people did a fine job.
That's what you get for $1 billion.
Was that? Okay. That's what it costs to turn a football stadium into a basketball stadium.
Do you know anybody, any family or friends go when that you know of?
Nope. Not that I'm aware of.
No. Wow. Yeah, it was a good deal, and games turned out to be close, although a little boring in the middle. So, anyway, it's all good. Are you ready for the NFL draft? You ready for your Vikings?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Use a little offensive line help, probably.
Yeah.
I would think that that's what they're going to be looking at in the first round.
If you could redo your quarterback situation, what would you?
No, I would not. I'm happy.
Okay, you're happy with Kirk Cousins.
I'm happy with Kirk Cousins, yeah. Anytime anybody brings up Kirk Cousins, it's always just about the size of the contract, right?
Yeah.
Well, $84 million, you know, it's like, well, you know what? I mean, he didn't have a great year, but he didn't have a terrible year.
Okay.
He had no protection. Got to get into a little sync with, you know, some of his receivers.
Yeah.
And, I'm not worried about it. I mean, Case Keenum was a system quarterback under Pat Shurmur.
Yeah.
Who left. And I think Case Keenum showed he's not a great quarterback either. So.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances with Kirk Cousins for another year or two.
All right. He was at the Final Four. I saw him in the crowd.
Was he?
Mingling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had connections, you know.
He's
got a key to the building.
He probably knows a few people there.
He's got a key to the building. That's where he works every day.
Probably knows where the back doors are.
I think so.
Pitt doesn't play Oakland.
Oh, that's a major disappointment. We can already hope for the year 2020 then. It's got to happen at some point. That would be fascinating. All right. Well, thanks for looking that up.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to jump in, we'll update you on Tiger Woods and the Masters. 239-337 ESPN. 239-337-3776 is the phone number. Coming up, we'll take a trip down Sound Street. Next hour, we'll talk a little bit more about the NBA playoffs. Oh, and another trade proposal that a pretty respectable NBA insider has on the table. We shall discuss later on. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sound Street brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples, helping men stay in the game and live healthy, happy lives online at OptimalMale.net. Last night, Dwayne Wade played his final game. This one was on the road. We thought the last home game was going to be the last one, but he decided to play with his buddies LeBron James, Chris Paul, and Carmelo Anthony in the crowd. Finished off with a triple-double, the fifth of his career in a loss to the Nets. He insisted afterward, even though he can still bring it, that he is indeed retiring.
You know, I think everybody close to me understands that, you know, this is a for real thing for me. You know, I haven't wavered at one point at all. And, you know, and I've had everybody's support along the way, you know, and that's been the cool thing about this. I've always had a lot of support. And, you know, as I said, in decisions that's been great and decisions that hasn't been so great, I have people that support me through it all. So I think everybody around know that this is for real. And I won't be making a comeback. You know, we retire at 37 and make a comeback. Jordan was special to be able to come back and play, you know, in his 40s, et cetera. But this is it.
That is it. Mm-hmm. Says he's going to inquire about the help of a shrink to help him adjust to life after basketball. Good luck to him. Aaron Rodgers.
You know, it sounds funny, but I'm telling you, man, you would be amazed. In professional sports, that if you went and pulled every single, just pick the four majors, okay?
Yeah.
And ask them to write out a check for $100, I'll bet you a bigger percentage than you would not believe can't do it.
They don't have life skills?
They don't know how to do it. Nope.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know how to write checks. Seems like that's all I do. I'd like to learn how to deposit more checks. I'm not very good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got to have more coming in than going out. Aaron Rodgers talking some more about Mike McCarthy. He says he expects, by the way, the Packers to contend this year.
Yeah, I think we're in a good spot. I think, like I said a couple of days ago, I think, you know, there isn't a grace period. This isn't like other transitions where you, kind of maybe give a pass for the first year or two as you get acclimated to the system. I mean, we have, a veteran quarterback, veteran offensive lineman. We signed, some big free agents for us, especially three on defense. And there's an expectation living and playing here that you're going to compete for championships, and I think we all expect to do that.
All right. He also talked about whether he and Mike McCarthy have chit-chatted lately with all this noise around him. He did talk to him since he'd been fired, but what about since then?
Where does your relationship with Mike McCarthy stand now? I mean, have you had much communication with him since he's been fired, and where are you guys at this point?
Yeah, I have. We've talked a few times, and, like I said, he's living here. And so he's in the area, and he's got his kids here. So he's going to be around. I look forward to seeing him here pretty soon.
Have you talked to Mike since the article came out?
I'm not going to answer that.
Why not? You just went down that road.
What is going on? Then don't go down that road. Let's call it Magical Lane. Everybody's going the magic way. Then don't say it.
I don't. Yeah, don't.
It's cowardly. Don't bring it up. Don't be like magic and say I'm not going. There's people that are backstabbing me and all this other nonsense and. Not saying it's not true, but then when pressured by Rachel Nichols, no, that's not what we do here. Yes, it is.
When you start the engine, go drive the car. Don't start the engine, not go anywhere. Don't start this soundbite. It's unbelievable. Rodgers says he's tried to communicate with the various wide receivers along the way, like Finley and Jennings, who have been the ones that have been vocally critical of him.
In your opinion, did you share any of the blame for where that those relationships have gone? Has there been any missteps on your part?
I don't know how to answer that, Ryan. During our time together, we spent a lot of time, like I said in the show, talking night before games with Jermichael about plays that he liked and route adjustments and signals and stuff to be aware of. Greg, the same thing. There wasn't, like I said, if there was any issues during our time playing together, I was just across the locker room.
One more from Rodgers says he's getting along just swimmingly with his new head coach, LeFleur.
It's been great conversations. I mean, he's been, in front of the room, getting himself comfortable to being the guy, and it's fun to watch him and support him and, just kind of hear his mind and as we talk through the quarterback room expectations and the offense initial installs, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, he's been in the league for a while, but we got a great room, with Nathaniel. Obviously, the bloodlines, been around the game since he was a kid, and Luke Getsy, who's been in our system for a number of years, and it's a really fun quarterback room right now.
All right, as we continue with South Street, Pete Shepard, this is just for you. A little NHL for you. The Islanders, their game-winning goal in overtime to beat the Pens 4-3 on NBCSN.
Picked up by Barzal. Emily cutting for the net. Barzal holds. Backhand shot. He missed. And then Bailey scores! Islanders win! Josh Bailey at 4:39 of overtime.
How about that?
Good games.
Get the blood flowing a little
bit. Good games. Tampa Bay, a heartbreaking loss last night in game one. Let's see what happens tomorrow night. Up 3-0. They blow that lead to Columbus. Yuck.
Well, Cooper from the Tampa Bay Lightning says, hey, no time to panic. But we got to win game two.
Oh, we hope so. We need to. So that's what there's. This isn't a best 2 out of 3, but it's one of those situations that, the road team, their job is to come in and they'd like to steal one. But there's still lots of series of teams of one series going down 3-0. It's not the recipe you want, but Probably puts a little more pressure on us to take game two.
All right, there you have it. Just kind of whet the appetite there with NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll be back. We'll talk more about the Masters, get you updated there with everything that's going on.
By the way, speaking of what happened in Minneapolis, too, did you hear about the sex trafficking sting that led to 58 arrests as well? Not uncommon for any of these big events, but...
Oh, for the Final Four?
For the Final Four.
I didn't hear that particular story, but you're right. That seemed every Super Bowl, Final Four, those kind of stories kind of
5,000 people face felony charges.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's 60.
All right. We will update you on Tiger Woods as he finishes up Amen Corner, round number one of the Masters. Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.